policies, I have them insured for a stated amount. So I'm saying my 1967 Globetrotter is worth X amount, and I have receipts and a bill of sale to prove what the renovations and everything to prove this value. So they're going to pay me based on that for damages to the trailer. Now, they'll go to somebody like Colin, and the reason the adjusters don't normally argue too much is because they are a trained in automobile claims and not trailer claims. If they are, they're certainly not trained in vintage vehicles. That falls into a whole different specialty category, really. And, you know, so they're not going to put up too much of an argument when Colin says, well, it is X amount to replace an end cap.
So the idea is to get that stated proof up front before something happens, because I always hear a lot of people say, well, you go on eBay and you know, print three or four auctions that, you know, match your trailer specs and to prove what yours is worth. I mean, is that even a reasonable course of action?
Yeah, it's a starting point. But I tell you what I found, I was looking around trying to find something, any information really on this, and vintage, www.vintageairstream.com, where a lot of most people will recognize for the database of vintage Airstream trailers. If you go under a tab, Restoration Resources, and scroll down, and if you haven't really looked at that, that's a pretty in-depth website. There's a lot of information on there as far as links to other websites and, you know, ideas on fixing stuff. And but if you go down to price versus condition, there was a whole section there that the guy had figured up based on, you know, what is your Airstream worth? Well, A, you have, you know, you have an intrinsic value, like, you know, it was on an Around the World Caravan. Okay, well, that puts it into a rare category. A, it's a 39 Clipper, it's a 36 Clipper, it's a whatever it happens to be that puts it in the specialty category. That makes it, you know, a certain value, rarity, the model, the condition. And he kind of addresses these, you know, what condition is it? Is it in restored condition? Is it as is? Is it a field find? So he kind of gives you a little valuation from pre or post-war trailers up through the 80s. So, you know, I would check that out if you're interested to try, kind of at least use that maybe as a basis to where your trailer is. But you can certainly use your eBay bill of sale. You know, you put axles on it. Well, there's $1,000 an axle. You know, you can just start tallying things up that you've done to the trailer and establish a value for them.
So
I found that RJ's website there, the price versus condition, in a lot of cases, it's incorrect in my view, because I know how he's created that valuation system, mm-hmm. And I think it's a great starting point. But some of the repair costs which create the value in there, there's really a wide range of possibilities. And if you go on the upper end of every repair, you know, you can come out with a far different end value than had you gone the other direction. And I guess proving the difference between there, especially if you've done it yourself, is it may be a hard sell to adjusters.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think having a receipt would really help there.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the area, the whole area with vintage trailers. I mean, you're talking about you can't put your thumb on it, right? It's not like you can sit down and watch the Barrett Jackson auction for a weekend and figure out what the values of Flying Clouds are, because they're not going across the stage.
Right.
Maybe we should put one there.
Well, I've thought about that. I wondered why there hasn't been one across there yet. You know, most of those auctions, they choose what they want to sell. So they pick and choose what they, you know, categorize what they're based on the sale that they're having that weekend.